As we take just a couple comments or questions before closing, I want to ask you, thank you, to open up your folders and realize there are evaluation forms in there and let you know that we actually do read these. We look at them. We'd love to know both what you liked so we don't change it and what you didn't like so we do. Tell us about both. We do these each year. If you forget to tell us about what's useful, watch out, because next year we'll probably drop it thinking it wasn't because we didn't hear about it. But for sure, tell us about things that you think we could do different and better because we'd like to do that. The mics are open. Those were obviously incredibly moving and motivating talks. I realize they may have left people speechless, but if anybody isn't, feel free to take a mic.
Progress has been made in education everywhere and undoubtedly will continue to do so. However, I really believe that the world as defined by those in positions of authority doesn't really want equity. They realize that they need changes to prevent problems, but they all have vested interests internally and internationally. And I believe that unless there's a radical transformation of societies educationally, politically, economically, and socially, we're never going to achieve equity. All we're going to have is a patch method. So does anybody have any suggestions of how we can go about changing perspectives internally and internationally?
Thank you. And while we take a response to that, I'm going to ask if anybody else has questions or comments, just that they stand up by the mic so I know. Either you want to take that big question on.
It's useful to take a long view. I agree. Our last 2 days have emphasized on how much remains to be done to advance, and I think we should be self-critical. But we celebrated last December the 60th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which was the creation of a relatively small group of individuals who sat together and, contemplating the devastation caused by World War II, asked themselves, what would it take to create the conditions so we never see this horror again? And they came up with the concept of human rights had existed before, but they came up with the idea of creating a compact and operationalizing 30 human rights. And one of them was the right to education. And I believe the inclusion of Article, I think it's 26 in that declaration, changed the world. At that time, most of the world's children, which is to say most of the children in the developing world, had not been able to set a foot in a school. Today they do. And of course, if we are able to ask that we want to see more in terms of learning, is because that infrastructure has been built over 6 decades. So I realize the political complexities, and I think this is a task that is political as well as a task of advancing knowledge. But if one takes a long-term view, our last century changed opportunity in very important ways for many people around the world. And I think it is on that progress that we can continue to build progress.
Final word to Bob.
Yeah, I ultimately believe we have no alternative but to believe in humanity. I quoted Gandhi, and he also said that you can throw a few clods of earth in the ocean and it doesn't make the ocean dirty. That a few vested interests don't mean that humanity itself is not going to push in the right direction. I think with Fernando, you have to take the long view. There's absolutely no question it's not going to be an easy struggle. There absolutely are vested interests, and those vested interests often manifest themselves most clearly where the needs are greatest. That's partially why the needs are greatest. So I think we have to be realistic, not naive, but things are changing. You know, books written in the early part of this decade were predicting that countries would not progress anywhere near the rate that they have progressed. So I think there is reason for optimism. I also believe even on the learning issues, we've seen some evidence here already in the last 2 days. There can be a surge in learning just as there's been a surge in enrollment. So I think we live in exciting times, and I think that the challenges you raise are absolutely real, and they will be fought country by country and school by school. And in some cases, there will be, you know, real life consequences for some people who are leading that struggle. We heard from Afghanistan. These are real life struggles, and so I don't want to minimize the challenges, but I also, with Fernando, say that taking the long-term view, and not too long, that I think that we can make amazing progress.
I just wanted to thank all the speakers for the wonderful presentations. I don't know if I would be able to personally thank you. I just wanted to come up and thank you so much for the wonderful presentations.
Thank you, Jada. I want to join in thanking Fernando and Bob and all of our presenters today and all of our speakers. And I want to thank the people who truly made it possible. You heard my thanks to Melanie, Adele, and Jada in the beginning, but I want to add to that, first, Kristen McNeil, who's been quietly keeping us on time so there could be participation, who's been extraordinary. Jamie Dos Reis, who's done all of our sound, our videographer, to Jennifer Proudfoot, who got us started on this close to a year ago. Elisheva, Philippe, Angel, and many students and staff who have been helping us these past 2 days. Thank you. It wouldn't have been possible without you. And then I just want to end by saying, for many of us who are here who have been working on these issues for a long time, this is not the first step on the road. It's sort of a middle step for us. I hope it will also not be the last time we're working together. I hope people have found a lot of ways that they can collaborate with each other, people whose ideas are stimulating their thinking. And so on that note, I'm just going to end with what colleagues have said when I was in Mexico, which is que no sea ni la primera ni la última vez, that this wouldn't be either the first or the last time we're together. Thank you very much.